Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Thou changest not thy color. thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath I'm in era salvation. I've been purchased by God, born of His I've been washed in His blood. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. I'm watching and waiting. I'm looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We bless his holy name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He is worthy of honor. We bless the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buaboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and welcome each and every one of you this morning in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise your glorious and your holy name, O God. Father, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you for your faithfulness, O God. We thank you for your loving kindness, O God. Lord, we bless your name for your goodness, O God. Hallelujah. You are gracious. You are kind. We thank you, Lord. We bless your glorious and your holy name. Lord, we thank you for our families. We thank you for husbands and wives. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our children. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We bless your name, oh God, for siblings or nieces, for nephews, oh God, for friends, for co-laborers. Oh God, we thank you for all those that are connected to us. Oh God, we bless your name. Praise you. Most importantly, Lord, we thank you for salvation. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile us back to you, to redeem us. We thank you for Jesus, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We thank you for what he did, Jesus did on the cross for us, oh God. Jesus, for Genesis 3:15 being fulfilled, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that the seed of the woman crushed the head of the enemy and restored us back to you. So we thank you, Lord, that all your promises are yes and amen. We bless your name. Lord, if I had millions, trillions, quadrillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. Father, I thank you for each and every on the in the prayer service this morning, those on the radio, those on the prayer line, those that comes through the internet. Oh God, you know each and every one of them. Oh God, and Lord, I thank you for each and every one, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, turn the atmosphere into supernatural Holy Spirit. Hover over this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over this atmosphere, atmosphere in our homes, atmosphere, Holy Spirit, hover over this atmosphere, take preeminence, hover over the disciples' space and networks, the radio, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, hover over every area and part of our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover, 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 let there be light. Let there be light in every area of our lives. Let your holy light shine this morning in this service. Let your holy light shine in the environment in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, let the light of Almighty God shine. When light comes, darkness disappears. The Spirit of the living God, we ask you to uproot everything in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name. Uproot everything, oh God, from in our lives that do not bring glory and honor to your name. From in this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anything that will hinder our relationship with you, Almighty God, take it out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh, hover over, take those things out. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we surrender to you. Not my will, but thy will be done as it is in heaven. Spirit of the living God, as you remove those things, oh God, fill us up with the Holy Spirit to an overflow. Let the light shine in the name of Jesus, your light, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the light of the world, Jesus. We ask you to teach us, lead us, guide us. Show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. Help us. Help us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We repent of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you, Almighty God. We ask you for mercy. Forgive us of all our sins. And cleanse us, Almighty God, from all unrighteousness. Father God, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, oh God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. 1 John 1:9, you say, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we come boldly to the throne of grace. And we ask you for mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. We soak the environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak every air of our lives in the blood of Jesus. We speak healing to our bodies through the blood of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into our environment. Release the blood of Jesus into our personal spaces. Release the blood of Jesus over our children and grandchildren. Release the blood of Jesus, oh God, spouses, our nieces, and our nephews. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare and prophesy that this atmosphere in our homes, in the service, on the cyberspace, the network, the telephone, we declare it holy unto the Lord Almighty. You said to Moses, take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy ground. So we take off the shoes of life, the shoes of this world, oh God. As we come into your presence, we come, oh God, just as we are. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, before you, oh God, taking off the shoes of the world, taking off the flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that we walk after the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Take preeminence. You pour upon us, our lips, your grace and your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, the heart of tune and give us your heart of flesh. Spirit of the living God, let the atmosphere be charged in the name of Jesus. Here I am, Lord. Speak, Lord, for thy servant here. Oh God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We pray for your hedge of protection in the name of Jesus. Around us, oh God. The hedge of protection, oh God. The blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless the work of our hands. Bless our going out and our coming in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the key of David, that when you open a door, no man can shut it. And when you shut a door, no man can open. And so, Father God, we thank you. Oh God, we close every evil portal in our lives in the name of Jesus. We use the key of David in the mighty name of Jesus. And we shut the doors of demonic forces of evil in our homes, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we shut the doors, lock it and seal it. Oh God, as we shut it with the key of David, we shut those doors of sicknesses. We shut those doors of poverty, of illness, of disease. We shut doors of chaos and confusion. We shut those doors of lack in the name of Jesus. We shut those doors. We use the key of David, not only shutting them, but we lock them and we seal those doors with the blood of Jesus. And you open portal. Oh God, evil portal, we close, we seal, we lock with the key of David and seal with the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, we open the doors of blessings, abundant blessing of doors of greater grace, the door of the goodness of God, the door of healing and deliverance and restoration. We open the door of wealth. We open the door of divine opportunities. Oh, God, we open those doors, oh, God, of blessings, of breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Father God, we open the doors of innovative ideas. We open the doors, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as those doors are open, the doors of love, the doors of peace. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the doors of hope, the doors of the fruits of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives. Oh, God, the doors of fruits of righteousness, the doors of wisdom and discernment, the doors of knowledge and understanding and counsel and mercy. Might, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. The doors of empowerment, the doors of strength, your strength, in the name of Jesus. Father God, the doors of complete and total healing, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for you giving us the key of David to open those doors, showers of blessings. Oh God, and we pray, Lord, that you give us all the boldness as those doors are open, in the name of Jesus, that we can walk in those doors, that it will not just remain open, but with faith and confidence in you, Jesus. Oh God, we can walk in the doors as you open. Give us wisdom, give us discernment. Bless the work of our hands. Show us what we need to do and what we don't need to do. Oh God, we close doors, portals of generation of cursing from our father's side and our mother's side. In the name of Jesus, we use the key of David and close the doors of generational curses in the name of Jesus. And we use the key of David and open the doors of generational blessings from father and mother's side. We are in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. The battle is not ours, it's the Lord. When the enemy come against us like a flood, the Spirit of God raise up a standard against the enemy. And so, Father God, we decree, declare, and prophesy. Oh, God, and no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, when God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us, in me, and he that is in the world. Father God, it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we release the peace of God that surpasses all understanding into our environment, into our day, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we cancel every assignment of the enemy against God's plans and purpose for our lives. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We cancel every satanic agenda in the name of Jesus, every satanic calendar. We cancel through the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny. What God has ordained for us this day, ordained for each and every one of us this day, is sure that will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for divine angelic assistance as we do your will and biddings in our lives. We pray, O God, for divine angelic assistance doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come fully dressed this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come fully dressed. We come fully dressed in the name of Jesus. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren. We put the armor on all those that are connected to us this morning in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, our husbands, and our wives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We thank you, oh God. We bless you for the armor, oh God. So thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus. who's stepping us. So, Father God, we bless your name. We praise your name, oh God, hallelujah. We adore you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to just do a little bit of scripture. This week we're going to talk about the goodness of God. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, I bring this word this week. Let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Thank you for the word, your goodness, God's goodness. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for revelation. We bless you for understanding. And Lord, we thank you for application, oh God, that this week, Lord, this word will go forth and be activated and manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Goodness is God's generosity. In fact, it is far more, even more than his generosity. Hallelujah. All good. The psalmist said, taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. That is an attribute of the Holy Spirit, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It's the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Goodness, goodness. Chronicles 16:34 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. His goodness, goodness. Hallelujah. And then we know this is something we say all the time. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Psalm 23:6, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Psalm 23:6. Then Psalm 27:13 said, I will have lost heart unless I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalmist David said, I would have lost heart unless I see the goodness of the Lord, land of the living. Just give me a few scriptures, and then Psalm 145:5-7 say, I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous men, and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts and works, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness. Oh my God, your great goodness. And shall sing of your righteousness. Psalm 145:5-7. Hallelujah. Psalm 33:5 say, he loved righteousness and justice of the goodness, ooh, of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 107:8, now all and men who give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. So I'm going to keep you for another 10 minutes and we'll talk about this goodness. And I'm going to look at Exodus. Said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt into the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. But I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. But I will not go in the midst of thee, because thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did ornament. The Lord said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore, now put all thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. You see that God is angry with the children of Israel. But his promises, he said, the promises will come to pass, because he will send them with an angel. And he's angry, he's furious. Okay. And then we go to 6, and the children of Israel stripped themselves of all of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. Hallelujah. Many of us carry the ornaments of the world. And when we carry the ornaments of the world, we become so haughty and proud, stiff-necked, stubborn, because we're carrying the ornaments of the world while we, yet we're in the church, but still carrying, that's another sermon on its own, the ornaments of the world. And then Moses took the tabernacle, finished it without the tent, and far from the tent, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone who saw the Lord went out into the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went into the tabernacle that all the people rose, every man at his tent door, and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloud of pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloud of pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. Verse 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as he speaketh unto his friend. And he turned unto the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people. Thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with thee. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. And thou hast Moses is speaking to Almighty God, and now therefore I pray thee, if I find grace in thy sight, show me now on thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence will go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein it shall be known yet that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight. Is there not in that thou goest with us so that we separated, so shall we be separated, I and the people from all the people that are in the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Moses is putting God into remembrance. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. And I know thee by name. Thou hast found grace, and this is in thy sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And this is verse 19, and I want you to pay attention. I will make all my goodness. I will make all my goodness. This is God says before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I want you to take time this morning or whatever time you have today. Hallelujah. And look over this. What does it mean? Oh, my God is saying, I'm going to make all my goodness. You just do not get all God's goodness like that. Hallelujah. All his goodness. Woo! Pass before. What is the requirement for all God's goodness to pass before us? Hallelujah. Moses said, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all thy goodness pass before thee. Found grace in thy life. We need grace. When we walk with the Lord and when we allow his Holy Spirit to lead and direct us, when we walk and do what he's asked us to do, all these things we do by his grace. Hallelujah. When we have a heart towards him, not a form of godliness. God sees our heart. He sees our heart. When we are sold out for him, and we have dedicated our lives to him, not just part of our lives, but all of our lives, where we can come before him just as we are, no pretense. Come before him as we are, because he sees all, everything. And Lord, when we come before him naked, when I'm saying naked, open and honestly, Lord, and ask for mercy. I've sinned. I've done this. I've done that. He knows it all. We confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we come before him, truly sorry, even when we have negative and habits, and we lay those habits at his feet. Everybody got vibes, different things that they're dealing with. Things that your strongholds or different things, yokes that need to be broken, but we turn it over to him and say, Lord, we surrender these bondages, these yokes, these things to you. Lord, I tried to do it on my own, but I fail. Sometimes we got, in fact, it's something that I do all the time. Lord, I'm not, you let him know how you feel. He's your Abba, Father. You can't reject before him, because if you've been trying to do this thing on your own, I've been trying to do it, but I've been messing up. And he always said the Holy Spirit will lead you, will guide you, will teach you. But sometimes we want to do it our way and not God's way. We don't want the Holy Spirit to interfere in what we want to do. We get stiff-necked, stubborn. We want to do it our way. but not the way that God said. Sometimes we don't want to wait on God. We want to go ahead of God. And that's being disobedient. That's not walking according to what he wants us to do. No. Sometimes he will say, wait. And sometimes he tells you to be silent. Whatever he is, turn it over to Jesus. Let him work it out. The battle is not yours. The battle, it is the Lord. Say to him, in the name of Jesus, disappointment, pain, turn over to him. Let him get everything over to Jesus. Good children, bad children, lack, no money, turn it over to him. Issues and problems, turn it over to him. Hallelujah. Stop carrying those burdens on your shoulders. You're carrying too much. Take those burdens off your shoulder and lay it at the feet of the cross, the feet of Jesus. You already paid the price. Stop thinking too much. You cannot sleep. You're worrying for this and you're worrying for that. Stop it. Turn it over to him. Let him know about these things. You already know, but he wants to hear it from you. Turn over everything that's going on in your life, whether it's your children, whether it's your marriage, your grandchildren, your finances, whatever it is, turn it over to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Listen to the voice of Almighty God. You are his sheep. You should know his voice. Follow his voice and do not follow voice of strangers. And if he say wait, you wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. That means I am totally surrendered to him. Hallelujah. In everything, I've given it all to him. Hallelujah. Yes, Moses says that people are stiff-necked. We got some stiff-necked people right in our families. We got some stiff-necked people right here. We leaders, you got stiff-necked people at your jobs. Hallelujah. And the Lord has called you into leadership. You got stiff-necked people. Some of our children are stiff-necked and stubborn. And so we got to, God has called us to be the parents that he wants us to be. And we got some stiff-necked. He calls us on the job and stiff-necked people that you got to lead. Hallelujah. Do not stop praying. Do not stop interceding. All that God has called you to be. Moses said, I will not go unless you go with us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, because God knows the heart of the stiff-necked people. Some of us, too, who are ministering with stiff-necked, too. We got some things that we need to get over. But God wants to take it away, take that stiff-neck, that pride, that hardiness, and all those things from us. Hallelujah. And lay it at the cross, and he wants to release humility, love, forgiveness, compassion. Hallelujah. As we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's what he wants to do when we turn it over to him. Then he releases his grace upon each and every one of us. Hallelujah. His grace is sufficient for us. In the name of Jesus, greater grace, abounding grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His grace, and he knows us by name. Hallelujah. We are engraved in the palm of his hand. And then he releases his goodness. All his goodness. All his goodness. So, Father, this morning, as we start this study on goodness, take us deeper in the name of Jesus. Let it be plain and simple. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We thank you, Lord, for this word. Let your all your goodness pass before me. Pray, Lord, let all your goodness pass before those that are right here this morning and their families. In the name of Jesus, let all your goodness pass before our children. Let all your goodness pass before our spouses. Let all your goodness pass before our household. Goodness, your goodness. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Thank you for all the prayers. We bless God. In Jesus' name, amen.